What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled, "It Turns Out That I Happen to Be a Black Jew." So, my sister did a DNA test and it came back today with somewhat surprising and unsurprising tests. Now, I know a lot of you guys out there have been saying, "Yo, Amr, you should get a DNA test yourself." Guys, I, Amr Metwali, don't willy-nilly give out my DNA because it ends up in the government's hands and in the hands of other nefarious organizations. Mossad. So, the only time I, Amr Metwali, ever give out my DNA is so Yogi Ob's mom can have the son she never wanted. So, let's get into today's DNA findings that came for my sister. Alright, so 50% we are MENA, Middle East, North Africa. Now, it says North Africa and West Asia. You know, West Asia can pretty much be Turkey, Saudi Arabia. North Africa is, you know, Egypt, Morocco. You know, 10% of our DNA from the MENA region was Egyptian. That's not a surprise since I was born over there. 30% of our other DNA came from Europe. The most surprising thing actually was that almost 8% of us was Ashkenazi Jew. Now, Ashkenazi Jew is what Loserberg George Soros is, which is kind of something I'm not happy about, because as you can tell, if you look at Jonah Hill, you look at Seth Rogen, you look at Mark Zuckerberg, they're fugly. So if all of you guys out there who've been saying, "Amr, you're like a 3 or a 4 at best," now we know why. It's because of that 8% Ashkenazi Jew lineage we have. So 50% is Middle East, North Africa, or Western Asia, North Africa. 30% is European. About 17% is Sub-Saharan Africa, with almost 5% from Western Africa. That's where the black people are. So there you go, guys. 8% of me is Ashkenazi Jew. 4.8% of me is black. So I am a black Jew. Now, 3% are unaccounted for. Now, as you guys can tell, I'm very happy today. Not because I'm a black Jew, but because I'm not Indian. Now, I know some of you dumb motherfuckers out there are gonna say, "Well, Amr, about 3% of your DNA is unaccounted for. It must be Indian." No, no, no. If I had Indian DNA, it would have stuck out. So for all of you guys out there who think I'm fucking related to Yogi Obs because it's 2022 and yet you guys still think I'm Indian. Coincidentally, I actually got a strike on my YouTube channel the other day because of you Curry motherfuckers. I'm sorry, I take it back. You Curry motherfucker, I take that back again. Because you, Corey Sales, didn't fuck anything other than your left hand and maybe a goat. So I got a strike because of you Indian motherfuckers out there. So there is punishment, okay? The video I got a strike on is called Why Indian Men Are Undesirable, okay? It is actually my most popular video ever, okay? Even though it's been out there for well over a year, that video constantly showed up like top 3 viewed videos. If I was to release a video right now on YouTube, it would be my most viewed video. But usually number 2 or number 3 would still be that video from well over a year ago titled "Why Indian Men Are Undesirable." Now, some of you guys out there took offense to that, and I got struck by YouTube for a hate speech. But in reality, I, Amar Metwali, was trying to help you curry motherfuckers. I'm sorry. Curry sales, because again, you curries haven't fucked anything other than your left hand or a fucking goat for that matter. So there will be punishment meted out on all curry sales. Now, either I'm going to go ham on you. For those of you who don't know, ham stands for hard as a motherfucker. Or I'm going to go the other way and I'm going to travel to India, embrace the curry, and fuck your woman. So punishment is coming for you Indian people out there. I just have to think of a punishment that is fitting for your disrespect. So, for all of you guys out there who call me anti-Semite, who call me racist, in the words of that crazy guy on the internet, fuck you and your motherfucking friends, nigger. Now, when I use the word nigger, first of all, I use it for what it really means, which is an inferior ignoramus. That's what the word nigger really means, okay? Secondly, you all know Myron Gaines, you know, that guy from Fresh and Fit who uses the word nigger like he owns it? Well, guess what? I personally met Myron Gaines at Donovan Sharp's convention. Myron Gaines is a fellow Egyptian, guys. He, like me, is part Egyptian. That's number one. Number two, he speaks Arabic. And he actually speaks Arabic better than me. Number three, his Arabic name is the same as my name. You know, Myron Gaines is legit 6'4", 6'5". I'm 6'3", as you guys know. He was taller than me by an inch, maybe an inch and a half. So he's 6'4", 6'5", you know. The only difference between me and Myron Gaines, other than the fact that I have to, like, lose, you know, 40, 50 pounds, gain some muscle, is, as you guys can see, I got hair. Coincidentally, that's the only difference between me and a fellow black Jew. Yo, 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 homie, yo, I'm alpha. That's AMS. That I'm not bald, as you guys can clearly see. I know some of you guys out there have been saying, Amar, that's fake. Listen, guys, this is not fake. Look, not fake. Now, as you guys may or may not know, I do the Japanese hair straightening because my hair, obviously, as an African, my hair is naturally wavy. So I use the Japanese system. So bottom line, this is real, okay? See? Real. Real, okay? Plus, I color my hair. No secret there. So that's really the only difference between me and AMS. Other than the fact I got standards, this is why you don't see me going after post-wall single mothers who weigh 400 pounds and named Shaniqua, okay? So, today's video is going to be titled about the fact that, well, I already told you what it's titled about, okay? Today's video, the point of today's video is that a lot of bad things are going to happen out there. Now, as we all realized by now, a lot of bad things out there are because of Jews. Let me say that one more time. A lot of bad things in this world happening today, whether it's the Scamarona vaccines that's killing people by the hundreds of thousands, if not millions, all these draconian lockdowns and restrictions, the fake money we have out there, everything wrong and bad today is because of us Jews. Now, there are two types of Jews out there, okay, guys? There are good Jews and there are bad Jews. The worst enemy of a bad Jew is a good Jew. Don't believe me? Ask Jesus, okay? You see, Islam tells us that this is the crux of the problem with Jewish people, is that Jews see other Jews doing fasad, doing corruption, and they don't call them out, okay? So the worst thing you as a good Jew can do is see another Jew doing evil, but yet you don't call them out on it. You know, you take Brother Nathaniel, for example. He calls out Jews on their dirtiness all the time, okay? Now, Jesus himself called out the Jews on their dirtiness. We all know the story, right? Jesus went into the Holy Temple. The dirty Jews in charge of the Holy Temples, they were doing usury. For those of you guys who don't know, America is run on usury. Usury is when your money loses value, okay? Now, if you're paying interest, your money loses value. For example, let's say I wanted to buy this car for $10,000, but I'm going to have to pay interest on a loan. So this $10,000 car will end up costing me $12,000, maybe $13,000. Why did I expend an extra $2,000-$3,000 for something that's worth $10,000? That's usury, okay? So what the dirty Jews of the Holy Temple were doing, coincidentally 2,000 years ago, is that when they were minting money, okay? You guys have to understand, 2,000 years ago, the Jews were under the boot of the Romans, okay? The Romans, they renamed the Holy Land, the Promised Land, they renamed it to Palestine. Palestine is a Roman name. It's not an Arabic name. It's a Roman name. They are the ones who called it Palestine when they conquered us Jews. You guys need to understand, there never ever was a country called Israel. It never existed. Israel is a lineage. Okay? This lineage of Israelites started from Prophet Yaqub, that's Prophet Jacob. It includes King David, Jesus, and me. You know who it doesn't include? Mark Zuckerberg, George Soros, and just about every dirty, dirty Jew out there who is responsible for what's happening. Now, what you guys need to understand is that a lot of these dirty Jews out there, they're not even Jewish. George Soros doesn't believe in God. Mark Zuckerberg thinks that the Torah is nothing more than fairy tales. So how can you call yourself a Jew if you don't believe in God and you think the Torah is fairy tales, right? You see, the word Jew is derived from the word Judah. The word Judah in Semitic languages means Huda. Huda in Semitic languages means guidance, okay? We Jews literally were guided by God and his prophets. This is why Moses and his brother Aaron were known as shepherds. Because on behalf of God, they provided us guidance. They provided us Huda. So for you to call yourself a Jew, you have to believe in the God of Moses and you have to adhere to the Torah. 80% of Jewish people out there don't do that. In fact, the vast majority of people who are pro-homosexuality, pro-men becoming women, women becoming men, are Jews. You see, guys, you can call yourself a Jew all you want. You can call yourself a Christian all you want. Heck, you can call yourself a Muslim all you want. Doesn't mean jack squat if it's not in your heart. Now, obviously, I'm not going to go as far as to say all Ashkenazis are bad people. Obviously, I'm one of them with 8% of their DNA. So, It all comes down to what's in your heart. That's the most important thing out there. I know it sounds cliche, but the reality of the matter is your heart is the single most important thing when it comes to God, whether you are going to be pro-God or anti-God. You know, all these people out there you see wearing the mask, you know, oh my God, you gotta take your shot, oh my God, you gotta take Scamarona shot number 5. They have something in Islam referred to as Maradon al-Alb, a disease of the heart, okay? And God in the Quran says, if you have a disease of the heart, Zadahum Allah Maradon, God will only increase that disease. In other words, if you are a COVIDiot or a COVIDian, you know, the people who believe in the church of COVID, guess what? You're not gonna get better. You're only gonna get worse. So, what you guys out there need to understand in 2022 is that there will be a rupture, okay? Now, when I say rupture, I don't mean a rupture like the Christian people think. You see, Christian people, because to a certain degree they're misguided, they believe the rupture, you know, Jesus will tear open the sky and he will say, hey, all you good Christian people, why don't you come hang out here while I go kick Satan's ass, and then after I'm victorious, you all can come kick it with me back on earth. Not gonna work like that. The rupture, it's going to be God getting rid of the bad people and only leaving the good people on this planet. That is the real rupture. You see, God in the Quran says, Abadi Salahun Yurisul Ard, my slaves who are righteous will inherit the earth. In Judaism and Christianity, it says, the meek shall inherit the earth. You see, the Jews, they do what they're good at. They lie. They change the definition of Salihun, which means righteous. They changed it to the meek. You see, the word Salihun in Semitic languages, if you speak Hebrew, you know the word Salihun means righteous. But the Jews, the dirty Jews, they purposely changed it to meek. What does meek mean? Meek means, oh, I'm poor, I'm a victim, give me money, give me land. You know, how many women, when a woman divorce rapes her husband, you know, she goes in front of the judge, she cries, oh, I'm a victim, he beats me, oh. But the reality of the matter is, she is an evil person. That's how the dirty Jews operate, guys. Okay? You see, you could be King David. You could be the mightiest king on the face of the planet and still be of the Salihun. Still be of the righteous. Okay? But to be meek, you could be evil and be meek. Because all you have to do to be evil and be a meek person is simply do what women do in divorce court. Cry and claim that you were a victim and, you know, you were beat and abused and shit like that, okay? See, the righteous don't do that shit. You cannot be Salihun and do evil shit. That's just how it is. So, what we are already seeing, guys, we are already seeing in 2022 a lot of Jews out there, dirty Jews, okay? They are running false flag operations, okay? When they say that, oh, they're writing anti-Jew, anti-Semitic stuff on the wall, on the internet, on the bathroom stalls. You guys saw that. I think he was like a black dude or something like that. You know, he was a lefty liberal. He got caught writing anti-Semitic shit on the bathroom stalls. That was an inside job. I'm telling you guys, as a Jew, you see guys, as a Jew, look, I can be as dirty as Mark Zuckerberg and George Soros. I choose not to. You see, the only free will you and I have is that we can choose to be righteous or we can choose to be wicked, okay? I can't choose to make $1 billion. I can't choose to be with a dime piece, okay? But I can choose to be Salihun or wicked. I can choose to be righteous or wicked. Same thing with you or any human being on the face of this planet. It all comes down to what you choose. You want to be righteous or you want to be wicked. So the dirty Jews, they know as more and more of their wickedness gets known to the public. You see, very, very important. God in the Quran tells the dirty Jews, you are always, always kindling the fire of war. I'm always extinguishing it for you, okay? You take the Scamarona vaccine, for example. The Zionist, you know, coronavirus, you know, that coronavirus that escaped from the Wuhan lab? That was actually supposed to be a real virus. What's his name? Fauci already admitted that he was working on gain of function. He already admitted to working with the Chinese. He already admitted to giving them millions of dollars to mutate coronavirus into a real virus. So when coronavirus escaped from the Wuhan lab, it was premature. See, the people who let the virus escape, they knew that if they didn't let it escape now and they waited, you know, 1, 2, 3 more years, then that virus would have been very, very deadly. But because these good people who were exterminated by the Communist Chinese Party anyways, you know, these good people who let it out of the Wuhan lab early, this was part of God's way of humiliating the Jews, like he says in the Quran, right? Now, we all know that Scamarona is just that. It's a scam, okay? Coronavirus is real. It's where the common cold and the flu come from. By the way, I was just reading in the Zionist-controlled media, they're now calling the next version of Omicron, they're calling it Flu-Rona. That sounds a lot like Scam-a-ro-na. You know? You guys don't think Mossad watches my shit? Hell yeah, they watch my shit. That's why they came out with Flu-Rona. You know, Omicron, if you take Omicron and you rearrange the letters, it says moronic. So if you still believe that Omicron is a deadly virus, you are a fucking moron. And now with Flu-Rona, which is a play on Scamarona, which you guys know, I've been calling it Scamarona since almost day number one. Fact, not a single person out there can say no, Omar, you were not calling it Scamarona. You know, I know people out there like Sandman calls it the Koof, Terrence Pop, you know, he calls it the EIU, RPM, Red Pill Married, he calls it Charlie 19. You know, other people call it a scamdemic or a plandemic. I've been calling it Scamarona from almost day number one. Why was I calling it Scamarona? Because I worked with CIA and Mossad, Aaron Cohen, who's probably watching this video anyways. He was sitting right in front of me, telling me exactly what's going to happen. Ani mivin ivrit. I understand Hebrew, okay? Again, almost 8% Ashkenazi Jew, okay? 50% of my DNA is MENA, Middle Eastern, North Africa, West Asia. You guys have to understand, real Israelites, okay? You know, the descendants of Prophet Jacob, their DNA mixes with Arabs, okay? So the DNA of a Israelite is going to be, in general, like the DNA of somebody from the Middle East, North Africa region, okay? It's not that easy to tell who is the descendant of Israel. Again, Israel is a lineage, not a country, okay? Israel is a God-given title to Prophet Jacob. So, I don't think they have the proper DNA tools, or I don't think they even have the DNA itself to tell you, oh, that's a descendant of Prophet Israel. They don't have that technology. They don't even have that missing link to say, oh yeah, that person is a descendant of King David, or descendant of Prophet Jacob, aka Israel. But they can tell if you are a Ashkenazi, because Ashkenazis have a very, very unique DNA. This is why we Ashkenazis are obviously not a good looking people, because of all the inbreeding. I'm only 8% Ashkenazi, guys. Only 8%, you know. So, I'm not that ugly. Not Mark Zuckerberg ugly. Thank God. Or thank Satan in the case of Mark Zuckerberg and George Soros. So, they can tell who is Ashkenazi, but they can't tell who is Israelite. Because, again, Ashkenazi DNA, because of damn truck. They can tell Ashkenazi DNA because Ashkenazis, because of inbreeding, because of the fact that they are so unique even among the European people. You know, Ashkenazis have DNA that no European people has. So they can tell Ashkenazis, okay? But they can't tell Israelite. Again, like I said, Israelite DNA, they don't have the missing piece to say, oh yeah, that's the DNA of Prophet Jacob. They don't have that missing piece, okay? So, coincidentally, the word Semite, I know a lot of Jews now, a lot of dirty Jews are going to use the word anti-Semite. Do you know what the word anti-Semite means? Anti-Semite pretty much means you are not sucking Jew cock. That's what anti-Semite means, that you are not sucking Jew cock. Now, the word Semite refers to Shem. Shem is one of the three sons of Noah who repopulated the world after the flood. There is Shem, Ham, and Japheth, okay? Ashkenazis are not descendants of Shem. They are descendants of Japheth. Let me say that one more time. Ashkenazis, you know, people who are part of 8% part of, Ashkenazis are not descendants of Shem. They are descendants of Japheth. So when you get a dirty Jew like Luxemburg or George Soros calling you an anti-Semite, it's like, bro, you're not even a Semite yourself. You are a descendant of Japheth. For those of you guys who don't know, the descendants of Japheth, they are Ya'juj and Ma'juj, Gog and Magog. You see, Ya'juj and Ma'juj, or Gog and Magog, in Semitic languages, they carry the root word Moj. Moj in Arabic means waves. You see, we Ashkenazis are a lot like waves that keep on crashing. You guys know that when waves crash on the beach, eventually they're gonna win. That's just how it is, okay? You know, go to any beach in the world and you see waves crashing on the beach, they always win. You know, I go swimming every day, guys. In fact, I was in the ocean like 2 hours ago. You know, go stand in front of the waves crashing on the beach and see how long you guys can stand without the waves finally knocking you on your ass. I never won. I, Amer Metwalde, I'm 6'3", 250 pounds. I never, ever won against waves crashing on the beach. Eventually, one of them knocks me on my ass, okay? See, that's how Ya'juj and Ma'juj, Gog and Magog, that's how we Ashkenazis are. We just keep on crashing, baby. We just keep on going, motherfucker, until we win. That's just part of our DNA. We can't help it. So this just goes to show you guys, just because you're Ashkenazi doesn't mean you are a bad person, okay? Again, I'm almost 8% Ashkenazi, and I'm not a bad person. I'm a good person. Except, of course, when it comes to Indian people, and that's because you Indian motherfuckers, I'm sorry. You guys fuck your left hands and goats, okay? And you guys deserve punishment. Curry Sales deserve to be punished. And I'm going to think of a fitting punishment for you curry people out there. You Curry Sales out there. For giving me a strike on my YouTube channel. Which, quite frankly, I really don't care for. Because I'm only making 30 bucks a month on my YouTube channel, you know. It's enough for my Cumberland iced coffee. That's how much I'm making off a fucking loser tube. So you guys can go out there, give me all the... So you curry people out there, you curry sellers out there, you can give me all the spikes you want. I got my own YouTube. Why don't you all come over to MGTOW TV and try to take my videos down over there? Oh, that's right. You guys tried to take us down with DDoS attacks and other attacks. And you failed miserably. By the way, guys, I'm probably gonna link the video that the Curry Sales took down on YouTube. It's up here on MGTOW TV. I'm probably gonna link it for you in the comment section or in the description of the video. So the final words here, guys, I want to make for you is that we have already entered the phase where if you know the truth, you are gonna be labeled an anti-Semite, okay? Now, I'm 41 years old. Believe it or not, yesterday was my birthday. I spent quality time with Yogi Ob's mom, if you know what I mean. If you guys remember, a year ago, I did a video about the January 6th, whatever you want to call it, riot, insurrection. I told you, all you guys are going to be doing is that you're going to be celebrating my birthday. That's all you're going to be doing in January 6, 2021. Today, the people who celebrated my birthday on Capitol Hill, they're celebrating it today in prison, okay? All these are false flag operations run by Jews to take Goyim down. Now, before I close this video off, as a Israelite who's a descendant of King David, as somebody who is part Ashkenazi Jew, anytime you guys have any sort of, should I do this, should I not, is this fake, is this real, ask me first. Because the bottom line here, the worst enemy of a dirty Jew is a good Jew. So that's my video for today. I hope you guys like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm going to see you in the next one. And Yogi Obes, if I ever find out that you are responsible for giving my YouTube channel a strike, bad juju is gonna come your way. Take care.